Huh, it's funny. After that scary piece of music, we're going to be talking about books. Seoul International Book Fair wrapped up just yesterday, and our next guest went out there to take a look. He is Charles Montgomery, professor in the English Interpretation Translation Department at Dongguk University, and also the founder of the Korean Literature in Translation website, www.ktlit.com. Welcome, Charles.
I'm pleased to be here.
So, what was the fair like in general?
Well, it was really nice. This is actually my third year going to the fair. You know my interest in Korean literature.
Yeah.
And so I go there every year. And this was held from the 15th to 19th in the COEX Convention Center in Gangnam. And listeners who haven't been to the COEX should certainly go there just for the sheer spectacle of the COEX. And so this was the 17th book fair. And it's the kind of the leading event in the Korean publishing industry. And this year, as always, it was organized by the Korean Publishers Association, and this year sponsored by the Ministry of Culture, Sports, and Tourism. And its theme was Books Open a Thousand Eyes to the Future.
Mm-hmm.
And it truly was international in terms of vendors. There were 571 different companies, and they were from 23 different countries, including, of course, the United States, France, in which Korean translated literature is extremely popular, and Germany. I also saw several states from the Middle East. There's a sort of a whole section that was international. And there were exhibits in wide varieties of genres, literature, fiction, science, business, and a kind of a new focus on children's books. Every year, and we should probably talk about this later, every year there's a section in that convention that is children's books, but it's educational stuff for parents. And this year, sort of with the lead of the KLTI, which has been focusing on this for a couple of years, there was a much stronger focus on the translation of children's books from Korean into other languages, which I think is a really great way to get the Korean literature message overseas.
Mm-hmm. Is the book fair held under a different theme each year?
There is a different theme each year, and some years, and I didn't see this year, some years actually the theme is country-specific. Last year, France...
Oh, like guest of honor kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Last year was France. I did not see that this year. I was only able to go for one day. It was finals at my university, and then I had to head off to Busan to see a friend. There were some things that were of its specific interest in Korea, too, and that is that there were exhibitions, including two, that were really interesting to me. One was the millennium anniversary of the first edition of the Tripitaka Koreana, the Koryo period Buddhist texts. And then the other one that I was really happy to see, and I'm probably going to mispronounce this, so I'm going to read it, was the return of the Waegyu Jeonggak books.
Waegyu Jeonggak, yes, that's right.
Oh, thank you. That was an absolute guess. Because I've only seen a romanized version, not the Hangul. And this is the five-year lease. It's not complete, but it's the return of the royal archives of the Joseon dynasty from France, which is super good news for people who are interested in traditional Korean literature.
Right, right. Wow, so exhibitions dedicated to those. Who was there? Who was present at the book fair?
Oh, well, a lot of people were present. I think the most important people probably were at the opening ceremony on the 15th, including the First Lady of Korea, Kim Yoon-ok, and also Yoon Hyung-doo, the CEO of the Korea Publishers Association. And in terms of exhibits, what I would call the usual suspects. The Korean literature translation was there with a super exhibit and a super friendly staff. Some of the booths were not overly friendly, but KLTI, as it is every year, was staffed by really, really happy, efficient people. And they were focusing on children's books. And if you went and talked to them, you could get all kinds of cool stuff, a bibliography of Korean literature, hardbound, everything that's been translated by them from 1980 to 2011. And they also had just probably 100 example copies of various pieces of literature and cultural writing that had been translated into languages, English, French, German. The Korea Foundation was also there, another great booth. Hallam Publishing was there with a 40% off sale. And Hallam, if you're somebody who's interested in anything having to do with Korean culture, including literature, Hallam really, really creates high-quality, well-translated books, books that are not just fun to read but are beautiful. And oftentimes they include Korean text along with the translated text, so you can take a look side by side. Minumsa Publishing was also there. And then there was a sprinkling of just sort of everything. There was an alley of religious publishers, mm-hmm. if you wanted to do that.
Yeah.
And there were alleys, we may talk about later, there was an art alley where you could look at really beautiful bindings and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as I mentioned earlier, the international vendors were out in force.
Right. How was the turnout? Was there a lot of people?
I went on a Friday, and the turnout didn't seem that high. And I really wondered, and particularly for an international conference, the international turnout did not seem that high.
Mm.
And of course, there's no really great way to measure that. So basically what I looked for was Caucasian faces.
Yeah.
Because I just used that as a kind of a thumbnail. And in the time I was there, I basically really only saw six. And I was there for like 4 or 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of wondered if that was because if there was some problem in getting the news out, because I didn't really hear about this much in the places that I read and listen.
I think we talked about it once on this program.
Yeah. And I think Time Magazine also tweeted it to their friends. But those were the only places I really saw it. And then the other problem was the website was only in Korean, really.
Ah.
There was some website in English, but for instance, the schedule was not there.
Oh, if they want to make it a truly international book fair, they really do need to start working on that, don't they?
Yeah, and you know, I know I completely sympathize. Working in translation and editing, it is the last thing you do because you have to make sure the basic stuff is right. But it did make it difficult once you got there to sort of figure out where to go and what to do if you did not speak Korean.
I see. Yeah. What about the booths themselves? Were they any helpful in helping you like browse through books? And
there was a weird schizophrenia. 50% of them were really super helpful, like the KLTI site. And then there were some sites, and I will not name names, but then there were some sites that just seemed to be there because they felt they had to be there. There was at least one publisher site and at least one bookstore site where the people who were at the booth literally sat in the back of the booth in a chair and read for the entire concert. It was a conference.
Uh-huh.
And it was a bit disconcerting for me. I did purchase a book from one of those, but I felt as though I were intruding on someone.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just weird. Overall, though, the experience was great.
Yeah. Who are some authors that that intrigued you?
Well, this was one of the truly great things that at the conference, and that was that they had 12 or more authors. I had to go to the Korean website to find the authors, and there were some authors and some publishers, so I know I missed some. But there were a bunch of authors, and I'll just run off some names that people may know.
Mm-hmm.
Kang Wen-chang, Koo Byung-mo, Kim Ae-ran, Kim In-suk, Kim Jin-myung, Eun Hui-kyung, Yi Chung-su, Chang Yu-chang, and Jo Kyung-ran.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those authors I did not know because they have not yet been translated.
Mm-hmm.
But there were a couple who have been translated into Korean, English, and other languages who I was really happy to see there, including Jo Kyung-ran, whose Tongue, which is an elegant tale of heartbreak, was a hit in Korea and English. And also Kim Ae-ran, who has not yet been translated, but I think is probably on the short list to be translated.
Mm.
She won the 38th Hankuk Ilbo Literary Prize and was there. And at each one of the really fun things that they did, it sort of kept interest and it kept people there, was at each author event, there was a stack of free works by the authors, and a raffle at the end. And if you won the raffle, you got a free book, and you got to go get an autograph from the author.
Mm-hmm.
And the highlight of that for me was Kim In-suk, whose work, The Long Road, was translated last year by Stephen Epstein. And this was the winner of the 1995 Hankuk Ilbo Literary Prize in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an interesting book. It's supposedly the only work of Korean literature translated into English that focuses on the Korean diasporic experience in Australia.
Oh, interesting.
And it's really a great book to read because of that. It's similar, if any readers know this, it's similar to Che In-ho's Deep Blue Night, which is a book set in California, the same kind of story. Koreans who, for various reasons, have been exiled and feel that they can or cannot come home. And this is one of the ongoing trends of Korean literature, the issue of diaspora, and return. And so I sat in the audience when she was speaking, and I just counted people.
Yeah.
And how many books were on the table, and counted people, and how many books were on the table. And lo and behold, Sheep Pal was called, and that was my ticket number. And so I got to get in line, and I got a book of hers in Korean. I had left my book in English at home because I'm a very, very silly man. And in the raffle, I won her new book, which is called Possibilities Reached, or Reaching Possibilities in Korean. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it in English. I just translated it. And I went up, and I was about eighth to last, and I got up to the table, and she was super friendly. She spoke a little English. Yeah. I spoke a little Korean. She autographed the book. She asked how my name was spelled, so she did it in Hangul, Chalsu Mongomeri, as well as in English.
That's nice.
And we talked a little bit. I told her I'd left the other book at home, and she asked how I liked it. And then I kind of looked up, and there were eight people staring angrily because we had been there for like 3.5-4 minutes. And I got a picture. The other thing I did at that event was I got pictures of these artists for the Wikipedia project so that I can start putting Korean author pictures onto their Wikipedia entries. And so I think that anyone who's interested, she is going to be the next Wikified author.
Well, lucky you. What else was going on at the fair?
Well, all kinds of stuff. As usual, they cast a wide net. There was the art alley. I always enjoy the art alley. Is where there's cover art, book art, paper art, and a Books Are Alive section. This time, they did a sort of focus on pop-up books, which are, and they had some unbelievably elaborate pop-up books. And if you wanted to, I did not. You could create your own pop-up book.
Oh, yeah?
Little teeny pop-up books. And there were 30 traditional pop-up books and about 130 new and experimental three-dimensional books. I should say, today, if you go to www.ktlit.com, my website, I have that post with some pictures of some of these things for anyone who's interested.
Okay.
And because it's the modern world, there was also a special exhibition section called eSquare, where people could play with tablet PCs and smartphones and see how...
For the e-books.
And see what it felt like, what it looked like. The only thing I really wished they had done, impossible, was made it possible somehow for us to look at these e-books in the sunlight. To see how they read with glare.
Yes, yes.
But it was super cool. They had everything. They had Samsung. They had the iPad. Uh-huh. And that was a very, very popular place. People were coming through and sort of poking around.
I'm getting most of my books on e-books.
Yeah, and also related to that, there was a section, and there were several vendors who were in the business of creating e-books. Mm-hmm. So you could also go talk to vendors about, if you were somebody who wanted to publish, about what
digitizing.
You would have to do.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, you mentioned the children's book corner earlier.
Yeah, the children's book corner is pretty funny because when you sit in the children's book corner is at the back.
Mm.
And you can tell who the Korean parents are and who the literature people are, if it's fair to make that separation, because a certain group of youngish to middle-aged Koreans would walk in through the front gate and then just
go straight to the back, completely. For the education section.
Straight to the children's education, completely unmoved by anything else. And then as they came out, you might see them with bags kind of wandering around looking, but they were there to get things to educate their children, which, of course, is consistent with Korea's strong focus on educating children. Mm-hmm. So...
How is your Wikipedia project coming, by the way?
The Wikipedia project is coming slowly. We're up to about 30 authors, I think. And one of the problems we ran into was that Wikipedia has certain rules. You need to have 3 links into an author's site.
Mm.
You need to have a certain amount of legitimate resources associated with the site. So one of the things that we did is we went and got a couple of the award lists, like the Daesun Foundation Awards and the Isong Awards, and we put those sites up because that then gives you a page that has 100-150 Korean author names, and so you can link, get the cross-linking going. On Wednesday, I am having lunch with the president of the Korean Literature Translation Institute, and I hope this is one of the things we discuss.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny you bring that up. At last year's book fair at the KLTI, I talked to a woman who I met again this year, who was extremely interested in that. So I know there's some interest in the KLTI, and the KLTI does have a person who's in charge of their Wikipedia website, who I do see. You can look behind Wikipedia and see who's contributed, and I do see him going around and doing things. Mm-hmm. So, as it was the last time we discussed, I need somebody who can read and translate the original Korean.
Well, for those not in the know, Charles is running a Wikipedia project where he's trying to get Korean authors and their books listed. Right? As entries on Wikipedia.
I have a new project That is also, I am listing, if you go to ktlit.com, I have a as yet incomplete list of all translated Korean literature available free online.
Mm.
And that's currently something like 70 authors and hundreds of works.
Uh-huh.
And that will grow.
And hopefully you could use a little help from netizens as well. Netizens with all kinds of information, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, awesome. Well, thanks very much, Charles, for coming in and telling us all about the book fair. It's always nice to talk to you because, you know, you can just feel the passion that you have for Korean literature.
Yeah. It's very, very interesting to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks very much again, Charles, and I look forward to seeing you again.
My pleasure. I look forward to seeing you again.
Charles Montgomery, professor in the English Interpretation and Translation Department at Dongguk University and the founder of the Korean Literature and Translation website at ktlit.com. And that is 1013 Main Street for this Monday. The answer to the quiz question, what jar does Winnie the Pooh always carry around with him? Number one, honey, right? And the winner is Jay, who actually gave us a call. So congratulations, you win tickets to see the musical Mozart. This is An Jang-hyun, and we're already feeling the effects of the heat wave. So if you plan to be out and about today, make sure you stay hydrated and take regular rests in the shade. Have a honey sweet day, and I'll catch you guys again tomorrow morning at 10.